Hello, people. We are back with part two. We know it's quite late, but that's what it is. We can't help it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Also, said a buzzword.
Wait, man.
I just started. It's hardly a minute.
Trapped him, guys. We've trapped him.
But wait. Wasn't Anuja supposed to be picking up the tile for the last episode
presenting? First of all, hi everyone, welcome back. This is the part 2 for Phases in Jenga we're doing.
It was supposed to be recorded like with part 1, but then I had academic obligations.
Yep. So here we are 2 weeks later recording it. Because what is consistency? So just for people who haven't listened to the last one, please go listen to that to understand the format. But basically, we have buzzwords. In case someone says it, they have to pick a Jenga tile. They'll have to do the truth or dare or the customized whatever they've written. So that is that. And now we have Anuja, who's going to pick up a tile. And then Ayush is going to pick up a tile. Ayush, do you want to know your buzzword that you just used?
Yeah, I do.
It was people.
What the fuck?
Oh, nice. I'll pick one up. यार मैंने खुद की उठा ली. Who's your latest celebrity crush?
Ooh.
So that is a slightly difficult question because I find people to be very attractive and not have a crush on.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the person I've recently found very attractive. And that is this guy called Christopher Trindade. And you don't know about the guy.
Let me pull up
He's
photos.
Not even that popular.
Let me pull
he
up
was
photos.
In a, he was in a fan-made movie of Detroit Evolution.
What's the name again?
Christopher Trindade. You're gonna search right now?
Yes. We
oh
need
my
to know.
God.
Is this the...
Yeah, this is one.
Looks
pretty
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
It pretty good.
Is that one?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Detroit Evolution.
Looks better with facial hair.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see. What are we doing now?
What are you looking
What is wrong with us? I mean...
He looks cool. I mean...
No,
okay.
It's also...
acceptable.
Partly personality apart from like
okay.
looks.
Wow.
So, moving on. Ayush.
Ah, bye.
But like surprisingly calm today.
It's
you don't
good.
Have to say that every episode.
Wow, are you just
if
you're
gonna
drop
this?
I know. The most daring thing you've ever done. Wow.
Be on a podcast with these two weirdos.
except that we're your friends. Hug us. Look at Anuja's crush.
what's the most daring thing I've done? Something to think about. What have I done?
Take science.
Right, taking science is a daring thing. Okay, so I do have like a couple of things. One, I was in what, fourth or fifth grade, not really sure. And we had the vice principal, and she was like, she joined recently, and she was amazing. She was dazzling hot, and seriously,
okay.
I mean, half
dazzling
of-
hot.
Dazzling hot.
Dazzling hot.
It's not a dish, okay. It's like he's describing pasta.
He's describing a candle. I'm like science like a candle.
And like half of the like 9th and 10th graders had a crush on her. I was in 4th grade. I was turkey. Can't help
My
it.
Fourth, say.
So
it don't
was...
you remember in 2nd
yes,
grade
yes.
he was watching Cartoon Network for the wrong kind of material?
No.
And then 3rd grade he
Took
asked someone
out.
On
a date.
Yep.
Yep.
Ayush is
that's just expertise.
Life.
That's just expertise.
Yet Ayush is the one who has the most fucked up love life. So
that's interesting, dude. That's like drama. That's an ECG
That's
graph.
Not drama, bro. That's trauma.
Now
no,
you,
what you have is not drama. It's
no
trauma
is good. It's very important. Builds character.
Right. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Valentine's week, not Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's week, and it was I think Teddy Day or something. So I got this like 50 rupee teddy which you get on the roadside, and I wrote like a custom note. I mean, I got it written because my handwriting sucks. And I personally went to Vice Principal Ma'am's room, and there was this peon standing outside. I was like, yeah, ma'am, kaliye. And I packed it up so the guy couldn't guess that it's like a teddy or something. And luckily enough, I did not write my name because that thing became a very big scene and like everyone was being inquired. Though the blame didn't come on fourth graders, it was like 8th, 9th, 10th because people can't guess fourth grade guys could do such shit. And yeah, that's one of the most daring
things. The listeners can't see this, but Anuja and I are cringing so bad right now.
I am making the bearded out.
What was wrong with you, man?
Everything, I guess.
I must get some help.
Please get some help.
I tried. I went to vice principal.
I don't even know if like we're supposed to laugh at this or not.
You can laugh. It was just some fun shit. Laugh at it. Losers laugh.
Moving on, guys. We're talking about phases now. Phase. I think we covered a lot of like childhood phases in the last one. So I thought maybe we can do, you know, a lot more grown-up stuff this week. A lot more teenage phases. Teenage phases
yeah,
meaning Andy's the present.
Yeah, so grown-up. She's doing alcohol at 16 and
right.
Drugs.
She's experienced half the world. All sab jee chuki hai ye bandi.
Yes, very grown-up.
In my dreams, guys.
Okay, anyways, teenage phase. Yes, please continue.
So, teenage phase. I mean, it's really just like the present. Teenage is...
It is our past,
where teachers
present,
tell you you're
and future.
Teenage is where, you know, you shape your mind according to your teachers. In reality, it's just you
and
being hormonal.
Exactly.
And you're just trying to fit in and...
Failing miserably.
Yup.
That's it.
That sums it up.
It's just that you want to be accepted into, in quote, society, and you will do anything to be able to do that. And a lot of embarrassing situations come out of those. And then some embarrassing realizations come after those. Wait, what? You're checking my title?
Yeah.
Okay. Just confirming.
Just confirming if I'm not saying a buzzword. Okay. I'm gonna stick to pretty simple language today.
Please continue.
Yes, I'll continue. Anvi was gonna start us off with some teenage philosophical stuff.
I mean, I don't have anything prepared, so...
Hey, you said I'm gonna start us off with philosophical stuff.
I thought you guys would continue on then.
Yes, you start.
Okay, so teenage. What is teenage to me? Wow, that sounds like an essay prompt. Teenage comes with stress about a lot of things. There is always trying to, you know... You need to be a certain way. As Anuja said, you need to fit into society, quote unquote, fit into society. And it's just, you end up doing stuff which is out of your comfort zone. And a lot of times it's good, and a lot of times it's bad.
A lot of times it's extremely unnecessary.
Yes. Good part being, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. That can mean, you know, meeting new people, talking to people, enriching your mind and soul and whatever. And then bad being pretending to be someone you're not.
The most ironic thing about what you just said was that I tried to meet new people because these assholes keep ditching me. So I tried meeting new people and it ended up not going so well for me. They weren't bad to me or anything. They were pretty regular people. They were just not my type of people. They did not understand any of my humor, and they just kept laughing at obscenities. One group was extremely incompetent, one was too competent. By that I mean this in the street smart way. So like crossing a road or like ordering or like general manners, one group did not really know any of that, and the other one just was very, like I said, obscene.
Okay. And so basically, Anuja saying we're the best. Thank you, Anuja. We
yes,
love
I've
you
confessed
too.
My undying love for you, asshole.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Anuja was. I'm okay. Oh, I can't bring that up on the podcast. Sorry. Anyway, coming back to just teenage in general, this is what I have learned in my
limited experience.
Three years of being in like official teenage. If we're counting teenage to start at 13. This is what you need to do, or this is what I personally do. You guys can figure it out on your own as well. Obviously, you need to step out into the world. You need to start talking to more people. You need to start networking because, you know, you're all grown up now. You just can't stay inside your shell. Even though you love to do it and you want to, trust me, I do that too.
Like
but then you have
young
to.
Sheldon over here. It's called a comfort zone for a reason.
Yes. So you need to step out of your comfort zone for, you know, it's for your own betterment. So here's what I do. You need to compartmentalize what information you're giving out into the world. I'm not saying you need to pretend to be someone. I'm just saying information about yourself or how you decide to portray yourself needs to be, you need to be clear in your head. Okay, so this is the kind of group I can talk to, for example, academics about. So like, this is what I do. I don't like mix every kind of information with everyone because then it makes me lose control of my thoughts and feelings, which is just a mess. And trust me, in teenage, I think you should try to be in control of your thoughts and feelings. Otherwise, everything just goes haywire and you end up in very weird situations. I don't know what point I was trying to make, but it's just, don't go around telling people every little detail about your life because people might use it against you because teenagers are shitty.
Of course.
That's right. That seems like a personal attack though. Because I am very much that person that will go around telling everybody about everything.
So please stop doing that.
Yeah, like that's about your personal
only if
life.
You feel comfortable enough with yourself and with your information and with the people you're sharing it with.
I do.
I do.
Then good for you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is what I do. I can't go around telling everyone everything.
Mm-hmm. I do regret sometimes telling things to some people. Not because they've used it against me, but just because I don't feel like I have a good enough relationship with them for them to be knowing. I don't want to use the word intimate, but like personal details about my life. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I would like to keep my mouth shut sometimes. Definitely. But then we have a podcast so that the entire world can listen to us.
So, see, this is the duality of life, okay? Sometimes you have to express yourself, but at the same time, you need to know when to shut up.
Uh-huh. I need to learn how to shut up more and Anvi needs to learn how to open up more.
You know, literally in the past 2 weeks, at least 3-4 people have told me ki Anvi, like, you know how to speak to people and like you have ideas and thoughts that, you know, that need to be heard, but it's just you hesitate to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, I've known this my entire life. It's just like not done anything about it. And now that people are, you know, openly coming up and telling me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do something about this. So I am trying to reach out to people, you know, I am trying to be more confident in just talking to people. Confidence is also one big thing, guys. Just confidence is key to everything.
Right. Coming on to confidence though, that is something that I have recently found again. So in my teeny tiny life, I have experienced two extreme ends of one thing, and that is confidence. As a kid, severe overconfidence, and as an older kid, severe underconfidence. So when I was little, I was like, I'm the best, everybody's an asshole, fucking dumbasses. And then as an adult, I'm just like, oh man, the tables have flipped so bad. I'm the dumbass now. And I did something, I did MUN, we mentioned that in the, did I say a buzzword?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I'll finish.
I'm just confirming.
Yes. So, recently I did MUN and then that made me gain some amount of confidence. Then I also am trying to do more extracurriculars this year after just being like sulking and being a starfish for 2 years. I've been trying to gain new experiences. I also tried meeting new people. That didn't work out. But new experiences have been positive. Mostly. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
That is good.
Try to gain more new experiences. Try to feel like the thrill of the unknown. Whoa, man, that's poetic. But yes, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the buzzword.
Yeah, so I think you said, oh my God.
Okay.
That's your buzzword or phrase.
Pick a dare up.
Wait, did I not say a buzzword? Did you guys pick this time?
Wait. Okay. I guess she said the second one. I mean, she must have said it. I didn't really notice it though.
She must have said the second one, but we didn't notice.
No problem, we'll do it now.
It's not coming out.
I wish she's being super quiet today.
Yes. He's usually not. Like, for the last few ones, he's not been. You know, if this foils,
I love
sorry,
how we,
guys.
You know, we go from like comedy and just like talking bullshit to
impersonate someone you all know.
None of us. Fine. Don't impersonate anyone who's in this room.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
right,
I got.
So yeah, you'll be impersonating the person and we'll be guessing it.
Ah, you'll be guessing. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I have one person. I can try. Don't make fun of me.
Okay.
This is, don't make fun of me.
Huh.
So, like, I tried to have skinny lattes, and, like, all my life, I didn't even, like, buy, like, a Birkin. All I did was work.
What?
Who's
that? Is
that
a Kardashian? That sounds like a Kardashian. I don't know. Wait, who's that?
It is a Kardashian.
Okay. Wait, it's either Kim or it's Khloe.
It's Kim. See, it was a bad impersonation because I don't really know
I honestly don't know, but like it just sounded like a Kardashian would say that.
Yeah, that's, I've tried to make it obvious with what I said rather than like how I said it, because I know I can't do impersonations.
That was pretty good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take your pretty compliment.
Wait, this is fun. Wait, just tell me what my buzzword is, man. I want to pick out a title. I feel left out.
So Anvi, what is a swear word that I keep saying all the time?
Shit.
Okay, pick a title.
Wait, what?
That was smooth.
Okay. Oh, and I basically. Which one should I pick out? A custom one.
Just pick out anything you want.
I'll pick out a custom one.
Don't make it fall.
I'm not Ayush.
What the fuck?
Hug your business partners. Oh, this is Anuja, man. Anuja wrote this. Oh my god.
See, and we, even though I'm not.
But this is a dead. Like, how will the people know if this is that?
We'll confirm verbally that you did.
So then I think we'll have to.
No, you're not pausing. You're gonna hug us right now. Get the fuck up. Come and hug me.
The things I do for the podcast, man.
Come here.
Fuck you people. Sorry.
Like, people are just acting so, you know.
You guys
are so privileged. Do you guys know that? I don't hug people often.
Okay. Fuck you, peasant.
You got it now. You don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay, so
I'm back at my place.
I've just confessed my undying love again.
I'm not interested, Anuja. This is me rejecting you.
Intimate stuff happening.
Oh my
Stop
god.
Stop saying that.
Says who, Titanic?
we're gonna hype Titanic up so much. It's gonna be a thing on the
when
podcast.
When we're gonna reveal it 2 years later, people are gonna be like, wow, man, this shit. These assholes.
Right.
Coming back, what were we talking about?
Teenage.
Your
turn.
Please.
So, what do I say? I mean, like, according to me, there are, like, a lot of quick phases in teenage where, you know, because, you know, teenage is the kind of phase where you have, like, an ECG graph kind of life. You go up and down.
Wow, and so poetic.
Okay.
Teenage is like an ECG graph.
Right, so over there you have like a lot of quick phases and you really quickly move on from one phase to another, and then sometimes you come back to the old phases. I mean, that happened with me when I had been an introvert for like a good amount of my time in childhood, and then as teenager I was like, I need to get out of my comfort zone, I need to get out of my shell, I need to talk to people, I need to get to know
Buzzword.
People. Oh wow.
See, I've been aware this episode.
Who would you like to be stranded on a desert island with?
Oh my god. It better be us.
Yes, if it's not, I swear to god, I'll machete murder you.
It's not you people, sorry.
I take back that hug.
No, it is you people. I mean, who else? We can't take names, so it
okay,
has
wait,
to be
I'm
you people.
I'm gonna pause this.
Wait, tell us off.
Okay, so some tea has been spilled off, Mike. Great job, Ayush.
Thank you.
Some
Thank
drama
you.
For
you
us.
You know, in case we ever do like a live show, this you guys will...
We can't pause it.
We can't pause it, and the off mic thing, actually everyone will listen. So,
uh-huh.
No problem.
The real tea will be spilled.
Yep.
Wow, people will get to know a lot. Anyway,
good to know.
People, you said it again.
What the fuck? I'm not... I'll be careful. Your worst personal habit?
Overthinking. Not sleeping. Wait, what?
Your best buzzword.
Wait, what?
Oh! You didn't catch it on the mic though.
We did.
Wait, we did?
Yes.
I thought it was paused. Shit.
Anvi?
Pick out a time.
Pick up a time.
Wait, is it wait or is it what?
It's
wait what?
You assholes. What's your wildest fantasy? Wait, didn't we do this last time?
What's your wildest fantasy?
Yeah, there was something like a romantic thing. I mean, I don't know.
What's
fantasy
your
date,
like wildest fantasy,
fantasy
in general?
No, that was, you said, what is your dream fantasy? It was not a custom.
I mean, isn't this like the same thing?
No, your wildest fantasy could be sexual.
Could be.
It's up to you, Anvi.
Wildest fantasy. Okay. You think too highly of you.
What can I say? My ego has stretch marks.
Wildest fantasy. Let me think. There's a dragon involved at some point. There's a dragon and there's a sword involved at some point.
It's a sword.
Sword. Okay.
You wanna have sex with a dragon?
Yeah, I wish. Please,
your
man.
Father listens to
stop,
this.
Stop, man.
He's fine. He's honestly fine. He knows the
no,
kind of shit we do.
Oh my god. Please, this is my time. Okay, please.
Please. Okay.
This is supposed to be my fantasy. Do not insert your weird fantasies into this.
Your weird.
This is not mine.
Fetish.
Your weird things
into
yourself.
This is hers.
Okay.
Let her have her own bestiality fetish.
I just have a sick ass imagination.
You have perverted imagination. You have weird. I don't
talk about your fantasy.
Wait, I'm thinking. I'm building up a fantasy. It's not really. It's only like an image comes to my mind.
Uh-huh.
It's basically it's like in a forest, like on a mountain forest area.
Uh-huh.
There's a cottage.
Uh-huh.
There's a witch.
Dragon.
There's a witch.
Okay.
There's a witch and there's a pet dragon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
See, Anvi, I know you so well.
Yeah, Anuja just like off camera. Anuja was just like started describing. I'm like, maybe that is it. So. Coming back to teenage shit.
Oh.
What?
Take another time. See,
no,
I've been very
man.
Vigilant.
You guys know me too.
I've been so vigilant this episode, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
I've called out every goddamn buzzword.
Why is she? Let's trick her into saying her buzzword. Which famous personality do you fancy? Taylor Swift.
Do you fancy means like a crush?
Fancy is just like you like. Fancy is literally just like. So.
Oh, yeah. But she said, tell me you fancy me in a song, and she meant it in a romantic way.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, okay, fine, okay.
Do you want me to pick another one?
No.
I'll pick another one if
no,
you want.
No, Taylor Swift is a goddess, so even if you're
yes.
like attracted to her, I don't mind. I agree with you.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Coming back to teenage shit.
Uh-huh, you can say it.
I know, that's the reason I'm saying
without
it.
The consequences.
Yep. Please keep talking.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, he said okay.
Ah!
He said okay. Buzzword.
Fuck you people.
Stop saying
you
that.
Can't pick the top one.
You know, no, you can't pick the top one.
No, you
what did you say?
No. Was it interesting? If it's interesting, then say it.
No.
Not
we're done with these fantasy questions.
Outfit. Outfit.
He doesn't know shit about clothes, man. Sorry.
You
said
fall.
Shit again.
What? Oh God! I'll pick another time. You know what?
Please
don't
please,
make it
please,
fall.
Please.
Okay, so like after a lot of off-camera finagling of the tiles, Ayush has been able to get one out without making it fall. So it's pretty precarious now.
Mm-hmm.
The best game you've played in the dark. Wow! I can.
That's
like
such a double. Like, it's such a double.
Right.
Game, like,
the game of life.
My life is dark.
The game of life. Right.
Right. I mean, I don't really have an answer to this.
Just
we played
say
dark
the game
room.
Of life. And
the game of trying to understand my
Bloody
feelings.
Mary.
right. We played Blood Moon.
Wait, have you guys done that?
No.
Yeah.
I've done it with other people.
I tried it without the candle. Obviously, it did not
no,
work.
No, I did it with
people. It doesn't
because
work.
Then I'd have to go and ask someone for a candle.
No, I did it with an adult and kids.
What?
Yeah, Ingenious.
Ah. Oh, I think we did it together.
Oh, did we?
I don't know. I don't remember.
If we did it together,
we
then maybe
Charlie,
right,
Charlie
but
thing.
We definitely
did the
pencil.
Did.
We did do that as well. Maybe that's what I did with you. But
and I remember exactly who told us about the whole procedure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, yeah, like
so
Bloody Mary, Mary. No, yes. it's baby blue.
Has anyone ever done like Ouija board?
No.
No.
Should we do that? Oh, should we do that on the podcast?
I don't want to do that bullshit, please.
No,
Ali.
Please. That's stupid.
You're so excited about it also. Then your friend's not going to be able to sleep for 3 consecutive nights and you're going to be like... That's what I wanted. So that Aruja would like just stay up all night and be sleep deprived.
Okay, moving on.
I was saying baby blue and right, I mean, I felt that it worked. So what do you have to do? You get into the bathroom, you look towards the mirror and then you chant this thing, baby blue, baby come to me, swing in my arms over like 7-8 times. And there's like a candle and a slice of lemon in front of you and you're like swinging your arms all along and after a certain times you've said that you start feeling weight in your arms and soon you gotta flush it or I mean just throw it off else it
the
latches
weight?
On yeah you start feeling like a weight kind
do you
of
know
thing
like the backstory
yeah.
of the
yeah
spirit?
I don't know yeah like I read the backstory after that I was like okay this needs to be done.
Oh god.
And I mean, I don't know, was it like really something?
See, this is
or...
the kind of weird shit I want to try out with you people. But then...
I thought you had to be alone for this.
I don't know, I mean...
I mean, we can do it.
Yeah.
In any case, I don't believe in it, so fuck that crap.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was like a real like ghost or something. I guess it was just because I'm thinking that something's gonna happen, so it just...
See, Anuja's a cool kid now, so she does not, you know, do this shit with us.
Okay, we'll do it together, Anvi.
I'm
no
the cool kid! I'm the cool kid!
She said cool kid! Yes, I have tapped
pick
you, Anuja. That's
pick
your buzzword.
Pick a tile.
Please pick up a tile.
I sensed what you were doing.
You buzzword writing assholes! Oh, wait, let me just check what it is. Oh my god, cool kid. Just saying together is even more fun. custom nikalte hain. It's fine, it won't fall. I'm not a user. Who is that one listener you'd go on a date? It's you, isn't it?
No,
as
no,
in like
written
you've
that.
Written this, right?
No, I haven't written that.
You've written this? You've written this last time, no?
No, this
no.
isn't
I'm
me.
Sure
this isn't me. That's not my handwriting.
I've written only one time
is
and I know
you?
What it is.
No, it's your handwriting.
No, it's not my writing. You know what I think this is?
I think, oh, my sister wrote some, na?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
oh.
it's that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe it's her.
Okay, maybe. Maybe it's Didi. I don't really know that many listeners.
Wait, we know one listener we don't want to date. Anuja, we know who that is.
We know one listener that we don't want to date? Yeah, so all our listeners are losers.
So, none of you fuckers. None of you.
I wouldn't
because y'all don't
anybody.
Do the assignments, we are not dating anyone.
I'm sorry.
Also,
man.
It's not like anyone's actually interested in us. So, like,
so
sad
like,
life.
Mutual rejection, basically. Yeah. Yeah, that's the answer. None of you fuckers. Continuing.
What were we speaking
life.
About? Yeah, I was saying... So, I got in this phase where, you know, I got out of my comfort zone. I talked to people. And I found that, you know, there's this a kind of attitude or a kind of personality that you portray that attracts attention. And me not getting attention almost like 10 years of my life and then suddenly I start getting attention. So, you know, you try to do more of that thing which gets you attention, but then it ends up just too much and it seems just they're trying too hard.
Men make it so hard, men.
Right.
The attention, because I'm an attention whore. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I love attention. I love people. But also the right kind.
Yeah, like the genuine attention.
The good kind. Like, oh my god, Anuja, you're so funny.
Everyone
kind of
just wants to be appreciated.
Yes, everybody does. And I've like all the attention that I've recently gotten has all been positive. So my
See,
ego is just
been getting
being,
a lot of positive attention.
So my ego is just like
boom
through the roof.
Through the goddamn roof.
Yeah, so you know, I did that thing and like I was out and I was being natural, I was being raw, I was saying what came to my mind. Then over time I observed that a certain kind of joke or a certain kind of stuff attracts more attention. So you know, you try saying more and more of that, or you try relating it to everything, and then it just gets too much and people start avoiding that, and then you're caught in the trap that this was supposed to work out, this was supposed to get my attention, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And that kind of mentally eats up your mental space, your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I got stuck up real bad in that, and I talked to my dad, I got like proper advice, and then I came out of that phase, and I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's what I said in the beginning, that it's like you it's a loop where you come and go out of similar phases. That happened with me back in what, 8th grade, I guess, and then again in 10th, 11th grade. And now I, at least I hope, I won't be doing that again.
I just will give you attention.
Also, any advice you would like to give to the listeners about how to
I've been told that every time Ayush opens his mouth, pearls of wisdom come out. So we would like to hear some pearls
because
of wisdom.
Because we need advice in this matter also.
Yes, I definitely do.
How did I come out?
Like, based on your experience, what have you learned?
It just happens.
It doesn't happen. I mean, that's the worst part, where most of the phases in teenagers, it's like, they come and they go, you just live life and it's just passing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, this gets caught in the loop thing and it pulls you even more in, where you say something and you hope that you get attention, but then you don't. And then you try figuring out some other thing which might have gotten your attention over the day or over some time. And then you start using more of that, and then this cycle continues.
Hmm.
So, I mean, just stop doing that. Stop searching for attention and just say what's in your mind. And, I mean, have your priority straight. If your priority is attention, you'll never get attention. I mean, if you start chasing attention, you never get attention.
Be genuine.
Yeah, have your goal clear.
Don't be afraid to put out your unpopular opinion.
Right. Right.
Like, just be genuine, be raw.
Huh. Isn't that like the biggest fear all of us have, that we'll not be accepted and we'll be disliked if we have like a different thinking about something.
We'll be the black sheep and we'll just like be left alone at the end of life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, like this conversation, it seems, I mean, I had this with another person sometime back. So it's like a very further step, where most, as a teenager, I myself, I knew that, okay, I need to be raw, I need to be XYZ stuff. I did not know the way, like, how do I get out of this phase I am in? How do I get out of this trouble and go on to the like real life? So I came up with stuff where I leave everything. There are like times when I just go, I leave the town, I go out somewhere. For 1 week, I'm off social media. I'm not talking to anyone I know, except my parents, of course, because I'm a child, I'm a kid. So
social media is one other, you know, very weird thing. It's just, social media makes you feel like shit sometimes, and obviously
we tried talking about it on the mic, and then that was the episode we actually got into 20 minutes, and then we were like, this is not working out.
Yeah,
so that we can probably try in a later episode.
Also, right. I don't know if you guys are noticing or not, but I just said straight,
it's fine, we're not gonna make you pick another tile up. You've already picked like 20.
I don't mind, I picked like 3,
whatever.
So
I really wanted someone to pick the social media tile.
No problem.
Wait, is that one? Let's just all pick one tile.
Give us your best pickup line.
Please give us your best pickup line. Can we like extend it through us and just like complete the customized tiles?
Okay.
Yeah. I'll wrap it up. Yeah.
All of us will pick it up like really fast.
Uh-huh,
so
just
this
a minute.
Was one of the custom tiles. Give us your best pickup line. Do you know how much a polar bear weighs? Enough to break the ice. Hi, I'm Anuja.
Oh! Smooth.
Yeah.
That's more like an introduction, but you know.
Yeah, that's good.
For me, that's the best approach, huh?
Yep, okay. Picking up a custom tile. Do you want to go first?
I will. Not again. Oh, post hacked on their Insta story.
Yeah, I just got the Insta story.
We're gonna do this after the episode now.
Yeah, so yeah. Anuj and I are gonna post a selfie of us
On Ayush's Instagram.
Woohoo! This is how you pick out a tile, Ayush. What is this? Guilty pleasure movie. Guilty pleasure movie.
My tile, okay.
What's a guilty pleasure movie? Like, it doesn't have to be like a bad, bad movie to be a guilty pleasure movie, right?
It has to be slightly bad.
It has to be slightly bad.
Yeah. Like a IMDb under 7.
I don't know.
I can tell you mine.
What?
Tars in the Wonder Castle. Tarzan.
Wait. There must be something. K3G.
Okay.
I know that's the first one that came to my mind. I'm like, it is bad. But
bad.
Like sometimes it's fun, you know. The music and the whole the second half of the movie, the London part is like
dope man.
Anyways, that is that.
Let's pick this one out.
Now who's getting it to fall, Anuja?
No, we're not playing the game anymore. We're just picking out. Yell out the first word that comes to your mind. Doraemon!
You go next. Speak in your most horny voice. Why the fuck did it come to me? Why the fuck did it come to me?
Why did you
it's
write
your
that?
Tile. It's gotta come to
yep.
you.
Yup. Karma's a bitch.
I don't know how to
speak.
No, fuck. I really don't know what to say at this moment. Please, just let me out.
Ew. Call up someone and tell them they're hot.
This is me. Wait.
Wait, this is, but that's good. Okay, wait, we're putting that. Wait, let me get my, wait, have you turned it on?
Yes, I have turned it on.
Okay. Wait, who do I call, man? Wait, I know the perfect person. I know someone who would love to be on the podcast as well. Okay. Oh, what if she's like swears at me? What if she's like, Anvi, I'm not interested?
Let me be honest.
What if she's busy, man? What if we're disturbing her? It's Sunday. What are we doing?
We're calling people. Let it be.
Hello.
So, I just wanted to call and let you know. You're hot, Ishi.
What?
You're hot.
What do you mean I'm hot?
It's a compliment, bitch. Take it.
What is wrong with people?
Ishi, so you're on the podcast right now. We're recording.
It was a dare.
It was, so you know how we're playing Jenga, right? So I got this one which was like, call up someone and tell them you're hot. I called you up.
Uh-huh.
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi, people.
Say follow Teenage and rate.
Yeah. Please follow Teenage and listen to it. It's really amazing. I love you guys so much.
We love you too.
I love you too.
Bahut hi zyada chief guest jaisa feel ho raha hai. So thank you for my special moment.
I guess this is your celebrity moment.
Are you okay with us taking your name on the podcast?
You've already taken it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay, that was Ishi, everyone. Thank you. We love you.
Okay. Thank you for your special presence. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god,
that was beautiful.
We'll have to tag her in the stories. We'll be like, special guest appeared. Wait, well, let's not spoil it for me. Oh wait, should we spoil it? We should spoil it. We should hype it up. Also, we were very close to the mic, so sorry if I, you know, my voice was very loud.
Yes. So with that last dare, it brings us to the end of yet another shitty ass episode of this shitty ass podcast. We take your leave.